There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Yes, the president is very visible. When we have these flashpoints, when the media is paying attention for good reason to some of the very significant entrenched challenges in communities across the country. But what's also true and what is undeniable is that the president is focused on these issues even when you guys aren't. There is significant police presence required to respond to whatever significant event has occurred in that local community, and the president's reluctance to draw resources away from that immediate response is the reason that he doesn't often go right away. The point I'm trying to make here is that's not just an excuse. That's an actual fact about what happens when the president travels somewhere. I don't want to leave you with the impression that in a week or two we're going to wait for things to calm down, the president's automatically going to go. That's not the current plan. It could be added to the schedule, but that's not the current plan.
All right, so the Prez, why hasn't he gone to Baltimore? That was the big question. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And what happened in the van as we focus our attention once again on Baltimore, Maryland, and the Freddie Gray arrest and transfer? This is the question. What happened in that transfer? The mystery gets a little bit more murky. It was a 40-minute trip, and there are things that we don't know, and there's things that are now confusing, reports that don't match up with what one prisoner said in traveling in the van. So in saying that, investigators, of course, found that Gray was mortally injured in the van and not during his arrest. That was reported widely all over the place on Thursday. And that is from several law enforcement sources who are talking about it. Police told reporters they learned of an additional stop the van made when it was going to the police precinct. So now there was this second stop. Also, the officer and an officer involved in the arrest thinks Gray was injured before he was even put into the van. A second prisoner who was picked up after Gray told the investigators, remember, he thought Gray was initially trying to injure himself, and the Washington Post pumped that out there, then turned that around. The facts that we do know is the 25-year-old Baltimore man who severed his spine, a severe spine injury, died a week after his arrest. So there have been debates, riots, craziness in Baltimore. And a lot of conversation in your backyard and my backyard because people are watching it. They were watching on Monday as Baltimore was burning. A 10 o'clock curfew kicks into effect. For three nights, it's been that way. And there were still some protesters on the streets. But activists and community people were telling them to get off the street, go home. Just get out. Go home. And then there was even a body that was found a block away from a pharmacy that was looted and set on fire during Monday's rioting. CNN was reporting that when I was watching. Then there was, it was discovered ultimately in a parked semi-truck. They didn't say if it was a body of a man or a woman or there's any connection to the riots. Nobody has said anything about that yet at this point. It seems as though it could be a driver, they're saying, that's been said that the driver's missing, so they think it may be this driver at this trucking company. But a Baltimore police investigation into Gray's death, because they have looked into it, found no evidence that he died as a result of the injuries caused during his arrest. The medical examiner had determined Gray's death was caused by a catastrophic injury after he slammed into the back of the police van while inside it, breaking his neck. A head injury he sustained matches a bolt in the back of the van. That's one of the things that's been quoted out there. If that matches, well, how is it possible? It's not possible that it matches. But it's unclear as to what caused him to slam into the back of the van and whether he caused the injury. The Department of Justice is looking into it. And the autopsy report on Gray could be delivered to the state's attorney's office by Friday or the beginning of next week. How about that? So there are some definite facts there, and there are some interesting new revelations. The second stop, the bolt, that the rumor about the bolt in the back that matches where he would have been hit in the neck. And they still have that curfew, and they still have people on edge, and everybody who's a pundit, politically especially, is commenting on the impacts of Baltimore. The other side of this story is, now there's a debate as to whether thug is a new racial slur. And I don't know, I don't understand why the word thug, frankly, is now considered to be racial. Could you not use thug for a white person or any person of any particular origin? Yes, and I would say I have used that to describe lots of people. And this is a term used by the press, by the Baltimore mayor, to characterize rioters. So now there is this new debate over the word thug. A Baltimore city councilman said, of course, it's not the right word to call our children thugs. They're children who have been set aside, marginalized, who have not been engaged by us. No, we don't call them thugs. And there was another reverend that I happened to see in a couple different shows, the Reverend Jamal Bryant, who was saying that same comparison, that the president of the United States is dead wrong, and so is the mayor, that they're not thugs, and they are upset and frustrated with children. But they're not thugs. So all this unrest, conversation sparked by the words thug and the definition of what that means, the death of Freddie Gray and funeral and what happened afterwards is at the heart of what this debate, you know, is pulling at. The mayor tweeted out, I want to clarify my comments on thugs. When you speak out of frustration and anger, one can say thugs in a way that you don't mean. She said, that night we saw misguided young people who need to be held accountable but who also need support, and my comments didn't convey that. Ugh. Always having to re-explain what one says. So, whatever you call them, does it really matter? What really matters is that Baltimore should not have been overrun by its own people. That shouldn't have happened to kick the week off. Coming up on America Tonight, I played a little golf in a pro-am for the LPGA, the Volunteers of America North Texas Shootout. What happened? And a conversation with Lydia Ko about donating her check, should she win or however she does, from the tournament to help Nepal. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Tonight, coming up, I'm going to tell you about my wild odyssey on the golf course. But speaking of wild, boy, it's crazy in Baltimore, and it's getting deep when it comes to the politicians and everybody jumping on their opportunity to spew out whatever they think ultimately links Baltimore to other things that have happened in the United States. And it's still very unclear many of the big details on Freddie Gray. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Let's go out to Izzy in Missouri. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. I got to talk fast because I got to get to the Kentucky Derby, too. The word thug is not going to be hijacked. Sorry. A thug is a thug is a thug. They've hijacked the word gay. They've hijacked the rainbow. They've hijacked the word cracker. I'm sorry, you don't get thug.
This is I think it's ridiculous.
It is. It's stupid. What do you? Okay, next will be punk. What do you call these people that go out and rampage? Okay, we
a thug
instead of thug. I mean, these are
people. Yeah, that's worse. Yeah.
Give me a break.
I agree.
And these aren't children, by the way. Oh, last night your guest did annoy me. I said I won't be calling Kate tonight because I won't keep it cool. Anyway, no. Part of the problem here is the sublimation going on. I mean, there's not... Do people not realize what's happening is that, oh, well, They can do it, so I'll do it.
Right.
And
That's it. That you nailed it. That's it.
I mean, and that's called sublimation. It's a psychological flaw.
Yeah.
And it's just part of more cloud given stuff. So, you know what? It's all a bunch of garbage. And those little thugs should be punished. And actually, they should have been shot. Some of them should have been outright shot. One warning shot and the next one goes in. Knock it off. Oh, man, I don't have much to say because I'm going to tell you my picks for the Kentucky Derby.
Let's hear them.
Ocho, Ocho, Ocho is my first pick. I love that horse. He did me proud in the Delta Downs. And my second pick, and I don't like betting against horses in the same race, but Stanley Farwright's running in this race, too, and so is El Kabir. So those are my three picks, and I've got money on all three.
El Kabir coming, breaking from the seventh spot. I like El Kabir, too. Wow. Cool.
I don't look at what their position is.
Uh-huh.
I look at the horse, and I look at their head position. And Ocho Ocho, boy, when it Hardy came to Hardy, he came out with that nose to win Delta Downs. He had that nice long stretch, and I'm like, yes! So I'm a 50-1 odds for this. I'm going with Ocho Ocho Ocho. All mine are long. I always did long shots.
Sure, I agree with that, because why not have some fun? If something happens, that would be great on the long shot. I love it. So we've got your three. Izzy, good luck on that. Thanks for the phone call. I like the one horse that Izzy mentioned. Mine is the obvious choice, American Pharoah. It's hard to go against Bob Baffert, the trainer, who I think is so good. I mean, of course, the horses can do anything, but there's a reason why Pharoah is, you know, American Pharoah is in there. So for me, for my money, I would definitely have Pharoah in there. But the long shots, Izzy's right on the long shots. If you're going to have some fun, the long shots are the way to go. I mean, you know, because if there's going to be any kind of a payoff, especially when you're just betting little money, it doesn't, and I'm assuming she's not betting $1 million, then it makes much more sense to do that. Anyway, just for fun. And she likes that horse, Ocho, 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 which is 50-1 odds. Probably gets bet down perhaps a little bit more. There's another horse. I just like the name of the horse, but I think this horse has a chance of perhaps taking show, Carpe Diem. So if I were doing a trifecta, I would put American Pharoah in there. I would put also in there, I would put probably, because I would want to throw a long... I wasn't going to throw a long shot in. See, I've been breaking these numbers down. El Kabir would be my number two. And then my number three would be... You know what I'd probably do? I'd probably go with American Pharoah, El Kabir, and Dortmund. That would be mine. So I got the two Baffert horses in there, who's the trainer. And then I have El Kabir in there. You may have something different. You might have some inside scoop on the Derby. I don't know. If you do, please let us know. How about Grim? Grim joins us now. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, I'm glad Izzy got on because she's right. And I believe I was the first one to call you and label them as such. But I did it as an adjective saying they were acting like thugs. Now, I do, Kate, have a copy. It's an older version of Ballantine's Law Dictionary, and it goes back to 69, the copyright. I don't have a current one, but it's the liberal lawyer's dictionary, and I tried looking it up, and nowhere do they define what a thug is in it. I wish I had a copy of Black's Law Dictionary, which is more of the conservative lawyer's dictionary.
Right.
Possibly listed in it. But I do have a definition in my American Heritage, and it labels him as a cutthroat or a rough man, a hoodlum. And historically, which I think this is interesting, it says one of a band of professional assassins formerly active in northern India. So that's historically where the word thug come from.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, kind of interesting. But, like I said, I used it as an adjective. But still, mm-hmm. yet, it is a noun. And, yeah, Izzy's right. They were acting like thugs. What I really would like to know is who sent out the email to that high school.
Right, exactly. Kind of the purge scenario, yeah.
How high up in the air? How high up does it go?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
That's treasonable. That's the same yeah. thing as screaming fire in a theater.
Yeah, I agree. And that was a nasty piece of business for sure.
And they influence a bunch of adolescent minds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that young mother is being prosecuted for what she did, which she did right, because that's when you do hit the child, is when it, you know, you got to put the fear of God back into them.
Right. I'm not going to have my kid doing that, yeah.
I mean, there's a difference between, you know, beating a child for something not so severe and then reinserting the fear of God into them.
Right.
Because she's working hard, like I said before, to put food on the table, and they've made it in their life, and she doesn't want to see her son go downhill. But what kind of incentive is it to her boy now that he's hearing all these liberals defend him?
Right. What's the incentive? Meaning, yeah, why not be like the rest of the pack? Exactly.
He's confused.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's getting two pieces from adults scenario, and I'm telling you, the liberal side is wrong.
Right.
You know, like you said, go stand in the corner. What good does that do?
Nothing.
It
yeah.
doesn't teach them nothing. It just gets them over there and dwelling, you know, why am I here? I shouldn't be here. It's just they're demoralizing our youth.
Yeah, I have to agree. I absolutely have to agree. And the problem to me is this is what you get. You know, we cannot, it starts with the things that go back to, everybody gets honorable mention. You can't do this with kids. You can't do that. And with the soft gloves and the soft touch, look what happens ultimately and how they're, you know, railed up it says go for it. And they don't know any better, or if they do know better, they don't care. That mother made a huge statement doing what she did, and now look what happens. Thank you, Grim, for the call. Coming up next around the bend, we're talking a little golf, a little more sports. Stay with us.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Oh, that's what it was like for me, folks. Yes, indeed. I was out at the Pro-Am, the LPGA, North Texas, really, the Volunteers of America, LPGA, North Texas Shootout. They invited me to MC a panel with past, present, and future players and women in the media and what golf means to them. And it was really an honor to do that, actually, to tell you all that. And then they asked me to play in the Pro-Am, so I did. I was kind of, you know, on that cut line. Should I play? Should I not play? And I decided, yeah, I got to go for it. So on my team, I also was playing with Jose Guzman. Some of you might remember him as a Texas Ranger pitcher and a Chicago Cub pitcher. He finished his career with the Cubs. Very nice guy. He was fun to play with, and he made some key putts. And I think between Jose and I, we were the anchors in the putting department for the most part. And the two pros I played with were Athahara Munoz, and she was delightful. Lives in Florida, lives in Spain, went to Arizona State University, has a great swing. She's in the money after the first round. She's right up there, so she'll probably make the cut. The cut would be at 70. And then the other player that I played with was Hani Jang from Seoul, South Korea, and she was absolutely wonderful. You hear the little brief conversation I had with her. Anytime I hit a great shot, she'd say, Katie! She'd scream it out. And then she actually made me feel really good, and she would fist pump us and all that kind of stuff. And she practices hard in her English, and her English, her caddy told me, is getting better and better. And both of those women, one, you know, Munoz, almost 30, and Jang, a little younger in her early 20s, both have a lot of momentum behind them and are doing pretty well on the tour. Now, one of the most popular players is Lydia Ko, and she's the world's number one. I mean, she's dominating the tour. She just turned 18. She came off of San Francisco and then made the stop in Texas, and she struggled her first time out of the gate and is, you know, did not shoot well. She's in danger, in fact, of not making it in to the to moving day on Saturday. But she made headlines for saying that she, you know, she made news for saying that she would donate whatever she wins to Nepal. And, of course, the horrible things that have happened since that earthquake and the death toll that just keeps rising. The number, unfortunately, keeps getting bigger and bigger. And they're saying, you know, now 6,000. So at least 6,000 confirmed deaths. It's very sobering to hear that number. But Ko, it really has tumbled down the leaderboard, like I said. She fell 9 shots behind the lead, 4 over 75, so she's jeopardizing her cuts made streak because she has quite a streak going. I had a chance to catch up with Lydia for a few minutes and talked about a couple of different things, and here is that conversation. I was talking to you out there about coming to Texas, and this is the first time you said you had even been to Texas. So I'll ask you that again. When you come to a tournament like this, how do you get a feel for the course?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the big things is just week to week, the grass is different. So now I heard that, you know, around the greens it's Bermuda, and last week I think it was some type of bent. So, yeah, you know, to kind of have to change within a couple of days is pretty tough. So, you know, I tried to kind of get used to the grass here, and, you know, also just the course setup itself, you know, from course to course it's different. So, yeah, I know this is definitely a different course to last week. So yesterday I just played a quick 18 and tried to get myself a good feel of the course.
Is there one particular shot that you work on? Is there something you're really excited about? What part of your game right now?
I mean, I hit the ball, you know, well last week, so I was in, you know, I gave myself, you know, quite a few opportunities. So, you know, if I hit the ball like I did last week, I know that, you know, I can be a little bit more aggressive. But here, you know, because it's a little bit undulated, you know, you can get some slopey lies. So, you know, I think that's going to be one of the big things, you know, this week, where you're not going to get the most even flat lies. So to kind of bounce the feet and, you know, get good balance is quite important.
That's good for me. I'm playing in the Pro-Am today, so you gave me a good tip. Last question. Playing at Augusta, that's been talked about. Your LPGA commissioner has talked about that. What would that mean for you?
I think it's pretty amazing. You know, we've got great players on this tour, you know, great people, great players, and, you know, even the fans themselves, it's growing. This, you know, the women's game is growing, so, no, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if once there was a ladies' masters. I think it would be great for the game, and, you know, like I said before, you know, it might not happen, you know, when I play or even at the end of my career, but, you know, even if it happens for the juniors that are, you know, maybe yet to even be born, no, I think it will be great, and, you know, everybody, you know, that has been to Augusta says it feels like you're walking into a postcard, so that's amazing. That's how amazing it is, so I think it will be pretty awesome, and, you know, I've never been to Augusta, so I would love to, you know, go and see.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you so much. All right, so Lydia Ko, whose hometown is New Zealand, but she lives in Orlando, Florida, and has won well over, you know, almost $3 million on tour, and not including all the endorsements and everything else, is a very popular player and is very calm and whatnot for her age. She just turned 18 years old. So young, 18 years old. So I played with, as I mentioned, in this golf tournament for charity, And I played with Hani Jang, and I had a quick conversation with her also about the course. And I kind of goaded her into telling all of you how I play. Here's what she said.
So just how do you think the course is playing right now?
This course, I think it's very difficult, this course. But I think it's really nice weather. It's a little different than last year. Last year's green is firmer and the fairway is really hard. But this week it's like just a little rainy and really soft in the fairway and then green. I think it's a little bit more easy than this year, yeah.
What's it like to play with me? Do you think I'm a decent golfer? Be honest.
I think you're a really good player. I think so. You're really good player. You both always straight ball the fairway on the greens. Very easy player. Really good. Yeah,
All right. True.
All
right. Hannah's my new favorite player, and it's so fun to play with her. Thanks so much for stopping by NBC.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so you have to love that. She said, I hit the ball straight, and then I was good on the greens because my putter was working that day, and it's not always that way. But anyway, she's very, very cute. It was really a lot of fun to get a chance to go out there and try and represent the best that I could represent. All right, speaking of sports, you know we do that thing called Nail the Score, and that means in the NFL season, the game of the week, we do it for one segment. You get to call in or write in when I announce what the game of the week is. So for the NFL, it was all about what was going to happen in the draft. And as expected, Jameis Winston went first, the quarterback from Florida State. He is now the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Whether that pays off for Tampa Bay or is a disaster because so many off-field things happened with him, there was a concern, or at least that was one of the knocks on him as to, you know, how would he do in the NFL and making that transition. And I don't know, going from Florida State to Tampa, he may surprise a few people that are already dogging him before he's even jumped in there. You know, is it risky or not? I mean, any of these players, who knows what happens once they make the leap, because it's a much different game, of course. And then Mariota went to the Titans. So number one and number two, there was a lot of talk of trade and that probably there would be some kind of a trade move. But lo and behold, they didn't do that. Marcus Mariota was the number two guy and says he's going to make quarterback, period, on the very first day. That's what's going to happen to him. And the general manager, Rustin Webster, really liked him. And the coach, Ken Whisenhunt, liked him a lot, too. They went through that whole pre-draft thing and decided that he was the one. He was a star at Oregon, and he was absolutely coveted by a couple of teams. The Philadelphia Eagles, the Bears were trying to get some kind of a pick there to see if they could get him. And nope, that didn't happen. They didn't trade. And then if you go through the rest of the draft, there wasn't necessarily any great big surprises, I don't think. You know, defensive ends, a defensive end from Florida, Fowler went third. Down the line, if you looked at the Raiders, there's a lot of talk about what the Raiders would do because they had the fourth pick and would they make some kind of a move. And they didn't surprise anything, I don't think, with their decision going with the wide receiver from Alabama, Cooper. You know, Amari Cooper, who was tremendous, and they certainly needed help in that department. So coming off of what I saw anyway, I can't tell you that there was anything that was absolutely shocking. I think the draft played out the way most people thought, other than some of the trade moves, that would there have been more movement and not to have two quarterbacks, the two things that I said. Two quarterbacks going at the top. It's such a rarity to see that. A lot of times you'll see the quarterback drop and drop further down. Maybe the one, the blue chipper chosen. But you had two blue chip guys really at the top of the draft, so that's probably why it went down that way. And the Dallas Cowboys, for all of you Cowboy fans, I got a lot of people who were asking me, what are the Cowboys going to do? They picked at 27, and they picked a corner out of Connecticut. cornerbacks are at a premium sometimes. Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Mail. Letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive a little later. Trucks, outdoor boxes, and farms to assigned destination. There is no harm, no accurate devastation. Planes, United States from Canada to Mexico, destination as stated. Fuel gas from Texaco, scheduled as noted.
You gotta love that. I was getting mesmerized. It was hypnotizing me listening to that. You know what it means. It means that it is time for the mailbag here on America Tonight. Wow.
You have mail, mistress.
I love it. All right, this one comes to us from Betsy, who says, Kate, boy, do I get a kick out of your show. You go, girl. Baltimore, right on. Those people are thugs. I don't care how old they are and who we're talking about. They're thugs. What's wrong with the word thug? Everything that's become controversial these days doesn't seem controversial at all to me. I'm a pretty open-minded person, and I don't understand. I can think of words that are a lot worse. Please, give me a break, people. Clean up your city. How about that? Focus on that instead of what the words are. Well, you know I'm going to agree with that, right? Of course. It's what I said. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, we move on to this one. This one from Hal in Illinois. Hello, America Tonight. Welcome to Patrick. And glad Nathan is staying on board. I pay attention to all of your boys at the network. The Freddie Gray thing is troubling in so many ways, Kate, because like everything in life, it seems where there's smoke, there's fire, controversy, what happened, who saw what, and who heard what, and why was there a second stop, and what does that mean, and what is a rough ride in a police van mean? Was he slammed in the van, or did he slam himself? Without video, it is going to just be a he said, he said, he said. I think it all goes away, but not quietly. And once again, you have people, some of them peacefully protesting, which I applaud that, but raising their hands and walking in the street. And how many times are we going to see this in how many different cities? We are starting to have more than a real problem here in the United States. What do you think? Well, I don't think that, I call it stirring the pot and whipping up the pot into a frenzy, meaning wherever this is happening is not good. It's not. I believe in freedom of speech and anybody's right to protest whatever it is they're protesting, as long as they're not throwing bricks and bottles and all that other stuff. I mean, look, you had a guy that was being interviewed on a local TV station. And he said, you know, we didn't do anything wrong, and I don't understand, and look what happened to me. And he lifted up his shirt, and his skin was cut. And then the person interviewing him said, well, how'd that happen? So you weren't doing anything, and that happened to you? No, I was throwing bricks at the cops. So I was heaving bricks at the cops with my friends, and they shot beanbags at me, and that's how I got this little scrape on my side. Come on now. What do you want the police to do? What are they going to do in that case? Here's one from Gerald. Kate Delaney. Listening to you is like a breath of fresh air, sister. I'm wondering a couple of things, like what are you going to do with your Kentucky Derby picks this time around? I haven't heard you mention very much about the Derby. I haven't actually mentioned, I don't even know if, until tonight, I don't know if I have mentioned very much about the Derby at all. I like three different horses, because usually for me, what I do is a trifecta, and sometimes it's a box trifecta, which for all of you out there simply means you pick one, two, and three, and if it's a boxed, it can come in any order. Of course, it's not as giant as a payoff as a straight trifecta would be, if you want to go that route. But, you know, I was looking at so many numbers, and I just went back and looked at so many numbers, and I don't know, one of our favorite callers, Izzy, called in, and I think sometimes there's paralysis by overanalysis, and maybe I overanalyze too much. Okay, I like American Pharoah, who, of course, that horse is a favorite, coming out of the 18th slot, and the odds are not, you know, small odds to win the whole thing, good odds to win the whole thing, so you're not getting much of a payout on that, but American Pharoah is 18, breaks from the 18 hole. And then I like El Kabir, which breaks at a 7, so the number is 7, if you want to know what the number is, as the number 7 horse. And then after that, I like the 8 horse, Dortmund. So I actually have two Bob Baffert-trained horses coming in win and show. And then, you know, win place or show in place is El Kabir. So I hope I answered that question. I think I've now said that a few times. But don't go by what I tell you. Go by what your gut tells you if you are going and making a little bet just for fun or just betting with your friends for fun. Not real money, of course, but whatever it is that you're doing. Let's take some more. This one from Jan, who says, Kate, your dumb things is so funny. It is so funny. I laugh my head off every time I hear you do that portion of your show. People cop to the weirdest, sometimes the weirdest things that I can't even imagine why they would even mention it in a funny way. And sometimes what I hear is the things that all of us do, and you say it the best, that it makes us all human. So it's okay to make mistakes and to laugh at those mistakes. Yeah, sometimes, though, you can't laugh at the mistake right away because it's not funny. You're in the middle of something disastrous, and you have to cope, and you have to deal with it. So you're not really saying to yourself, wow, this is fantastic. I got two flat tires. I'm here on the side of the road. It's pitch dark. Yeah, you're not thinking like that. You're muttering under your breath, most likely. Here's one from Inactive. I think Inactive has now emailed us a couple of times. I get the joke. Haha, Inactive. And Inactive says, hello, America. Tonight, not to pile on to the Baltimore situation, but when I heard today that you cannot use the word thugs as it was put by one radio host, I thought, wow, that's outrageous. Now we have to control our language to the point where we don't even recognize ourselves. What's wrong with calling rioters, looters, people destroying personal property? What's wrong with calling them thugs? That's what they are. Thugs. Touche. Touche is what I say back to you. All right, absolutely. Here's one from Jake in Austin. He emails, if you've listened to my show, he listens to the show often. He listens to it. So he emails us a bunch during the week, and a lot of times his emails are some of the highlights of the week because he's so, so funny. And then sometimes he's very, very serious when he sends us an email. And this is on the more serious side. Kate, did you see that the Port of Los Angeles police chief was indicted for corruption? You say it, follow the money. And if we're going to follow the money, it's not a shocker that it led in this direction, is it? No, but it's not good for the port. Remember, they had the lockdown of the port for good reason. Because look what happens. They've got a police chief who was on the take, who they indicted for corruption. So any of the problems they were having or shipments that were coming in with something contraband that shouldn't have been there, of course it got through. You knew that there had to be some person on the inside, so that was your inside guy. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Make it count, everyone.
Receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary,
going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.